WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine will receive a new round of defense weapons to protect against escalating Russian attacks. President Trump with NATO's Secretary General at the White House announcing the arms deal. The president also says Russia faces steep tariffs if a peace deal isn't reached in 50 days. White House Senior Trade Advisor Peter Navarro.
The right thing here for Russia is to go to the bargaining table and come away with agreements so millions of people stop being killed.
Supreme Court justices lifting an injunction that allows President Trump to move ahead with plans to dismantle the Education Department. Around two dozen states' attorney general earlier today announcing they're suing the Trump administration's Education Department and the OMB for withholding $6 billion in federal funding for education programs and after-school programs. Police in Kentucky say two people were killed, another two injured after a gunman opened fire at a Baptist church Sunday in Lexington. Police say the shooter, Guy House, was killed by officers, and an earlier he shot at state's troopers during his traffic stop. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Developers are looking to build a new neighborhood on the Far East Side. The State Journal reports Viridian Homes wants to add a new subdivision near I-94 and the 3990 interchange. They'd add 500 single-family homes, twin homes, and townhomes. The company would call it the Ryland Grove neighborhood, and it would take up to 15 years to complete. The city's plan commission has already approved the project, so now the Common Council is set to vote on it this week. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Realtors Association released its monthly report for May, and it showed there was a drop in home sales, but an increase in prices from last May. According to the report, home sales through the first 5 months of 2025 fell by almost 3% compared to the same period last year. The median home price